Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Joe Neal. Joe, today it looks like it's going to be probably the rainiest day of the week across Indiana. What are you guys seeing from the forecast as it heads into this Thursday?
Well, we already have some rain moving into the state across southwestern and western Indiana this morning, and we're going to see that continue as we go through the day. We expect widespread showers at times really through Friday, and then once we get into Friday night and Saturday, the low pressure system that's producing these showers will begin to push off to the east. We'll see those rain chances diminish, and then Saturday night and into the early part of the work week, including Halloween, we expect to be dry and relatively pleasant, if a bit cool. Then we get into next week, we get another cold front that moves into the area, so we'll see some additional chances for showers and then a bit more of a cool down as well, with highs by the middle portion of next week likely struggling to get out of the 40s across much of the state, and lows in the 30s across most of Indiana.
All right. And what do you think about severe weather chances for today or even tomorrow as well?
We're not really concerned with any severe weather and not terribly concerned with the rainfall amounts that we're expecting. Most of the area should see somewhere on the order of about 3/4 of an inch to an inch, with maybe some isolated higher totals over the course of the next few days. Now, while that's unlikely to worsen the minor flooding that's ongoing across several of the main stem rivers in the area, that will slow the fall of those of that high water and prolong the high water here over the next several days. So we'll be keeping an eye on that as well.
Okay. Anything in terms of flooding? I mean, like we're dealing with some leftover rain that we had from this past weekend, and we're getting more of it today. So some areas could already have high water. What are your thoughts about flooding possibilities?
In poor drainage areas, you may see some minor ponding, but since the rain is going to be spread out over a period of a couple of days, we're not expecting that situation to worsen, just that we'll see the high water along the main stem rivers slower to fall than what we might have otherwise expected. So that minor flooding will likely be prolonged perhaps into early next week in some locations.
All right, that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Nope.
All right, he's meteorologist Joe Neal with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Joe, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Have a good day.